ladies and relationship pursuers. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet and inventor, founder, CEO of relationships himself. This is the Kill You're in a Loser podcast. Let's fucking go, baby. We're going to have a little chit chat, a little chin wag, a little talky talk about relationships. I've been saying for a while, I'm going to get more into relationship podcasts. And so here we fucking go. Here's the next one in that series. So those of you who are currently in a relationship, you're going to love this. Those of you whose goal is to eventually get into a relationship, you're going to love this. And even those of you who are just dating casually for a little while, this podcast is going to help you with retention, with keeping those girls around, keeping them interested. Let's fucking get straight to it. So, in my coaching program, one of the guys said something along the lines of he believes that relationship are or eventually become work. So, I'll read out what he said. He was responding to something I said, and he basically said, you know, this kind of seems like a natural evolution of a relationship. At first, you're both really excited to work together, you know, or be together. And then over time, you both start to feel comfortable and you fall into a routine, being less enthusiastic and excited. The honeymoon period is over, so to speak, and now the real work begins. And so what I said to him and what I'm going to say to you guys is I fundamentally, wholeheartedly, abso-fucking-lutely do not agree with that statement that a relationship becomes work or the honeymoon period, you know, is over and then the real work begins. I don't agree with that at all. That is not a relationship. It's a very limiting belief. It's a very negative way of looking at a relationship. Whether we're talking about, you know, an intimate like dating relationship, this also applies to a friendship or a business relationship or just a casual sexual relationship or just any sort of friendship or family. Like, it doesn't have to be work. And this isn't an attack on him. And I said all this to him in the group and, you know, we talked it all through and he was like, holy shit, like you've changed my mind, dude. I never would have thought of it the way you're talking about it. It's not an attack on him. It's the way that society and most people spread this fucking meme that a relationship should be work. No, fuck no. I said to the guy, am I any less excited or enthusiastic about working with you? And this is a guy that I had done coaching with for years and years and years, about 3 years. He was one of my OGs, one of the first people that I ever did coaching with. And I said, am I less excited or enthusiastic about working with you? No, fuck no. After 3 years, I'm not less excited or enthusiastic. How? Because I keep that going. And we're going to talk about how I've kept that enthusiasm up in a second. Am I less excited or enthusiastic about my girlfriend, Imogen? It's been 4 and a bit fucking years. I am more enthusiastic and more excited to date her or to be with her or to build this partnership with her now than I was 4.5 years ago. How? Okay, here's your fucking cheat code, guys. This is how you keep a relationship or a friendship or a business, you know, partnership. But we'll talk mostly about relationships. This is how you keep up that excitement. This is how you make sure it's not work. You practice gratitude every single day. Gratitude is the cheat code to making you feel, well, obviously grateful, but excited about being in a relationship with someone or having that person around or having a business partnership or a friendship or whatever. You practice gratitude. This is something that you need to consciously, proactively, actively do. You practice gratitude. You can do it once a day. I do it probably 10 times a day with Imogen in particular. I want to do it 10 times a day. It's not like I sit there and go, okay, 10 times today, I have to think of something I'm grateful for. I want to do it. It becomes a self-reinforcing habit the more you do it, but make sure you do it at least once a day. In the evening, have a little reminder in your calendar. Make sure you have a reminder or you will forget to remind yourself, hey, just think of 2 things that I'm grateful for my relationship. Or again, if it's a business partnership, 2 things that I'm grateful for my clients or my staff or my colleagues or my boss or whatever it is, whatever relationship you are trying to build, which ideally would be all your relationships, like you want your relationships to get better, right? You want your friendships to become stronger. You want your intimate relationship to be stronger over time. You don't want to just let it be complacent. Put a calendar reminder every day to just think of like 2 things that you're grateful for. And you can message those things to that person if you want to. You don't have to. I like to. I think that it really, really helps grow the relationship if you tell people what you're grateful for, because then they will start telling you in return what they're grateful for. That's how you build something. But gratitude is what I call watering your plants. It's you tending to your garden. It's you looking after things. And that is the cheat code for how you build a relationship and how you be more excited several years into a relationship compared to where you were at the start. Most people have this idea, this sort of built-in like meme that gets shared around, you know, oh, over time, you're going to get more complacent. Over time, you know, a relationship becomes work. Yeah, you lose a bit of the infatuation and the magic. No, I am more excited. Guys, I'm really trying to drill this into you. I am more excited to be with Imogen now after 4 and a bit years than I was at the start. She is more excited to be with me now than at, you know, 4 and a bit years ago. I am more excited about my coaching than I was 3 years ago, whenever it was I started. I think it was about 2.5, 3 years ago. I'm more excited now. I am more excited about my YouTube channel. I am more excited about my doing this podcast. How? Because I practice gratitude. I consciously, proactively come up with things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for all of you guys listening. I'm grateful for every single one of you that goes out there and does something with your life and builds something and works on yourself and shows courage and does the things, do the things that you're scared of. I am grateful for each one of my coaching clients. They pay the bills. They share themselves with me. They're incredibly fucking vulnerable. They have decided to go all in and spend a not insignificant amount of money on building their life. I respect the fuck out of that. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that people like them exist in the world, people that want to make themselves a better person. I'm grateful to my girlfriend for everything that she's done, for everything she's done for me, everything she's done for herself. I'm grateful that someone like her exists in the world and not just someone. There's plenty of people like her. Isn't that fucking wonderful? I come up with all these reasons that I'm grateful. This is what I'm talking about when I say watering your plants. If you don't water your plants will die. If you don't water your relationship, as in come up with things you're grateful for every day, the relationship will slowly just die. It will. That's the natural state of things. If we don't tend to them, they will die. So water your fucking plants. And what I said to this guy in the coaching group, because he was specifically talking about a business relationship, and I said, write 30 things that you're grateful to your boss for. Write down 30 things. And you can send those things to him if you want to. Or what I suggested to him was maybe once a week, just tell him one thing from that list of 30 things that you're grateful for. Like, hey, boss, I'm really grateful that you pay my bills. Hey, boss, I'm really grateful that you trust me to work for you. Hey, boss, I'm really grateful that you always communicate with me and you're honest and you're very respectful. You're a good boss. Hey, boss, I'm really grateful that, you know, you want me to be the best version of myself and produce the best work for you. That motivates me. I'm really grateful for that. Just send one of these a week to him, either text him or tell him in person, doesn't matter. And that will water that fucking relationship. That's you watering your plants. That's you building something. And he started doing this and it was fucking like amazing for him. He found it so goddamn life-changing to tell his boss that he was grateful. And then we had a bigger conversation about relationships, and other people in the group have since talked about this in relation to relationships. This watering of the plants is what reinvigorates you. It keeps you excited. It keeps you enthusiastic about the relationship. It keeps you grateful, and it comes straight back to you. Obviously, don't have expectations that the other person is going to give it back to you, but you'll find 99% of the time, the other person, after you tell them a few things that you're grateful for, after a couple of days, they start telling you shit. They're like, maybe I'll get the courage to tell you that I'm grateful for you. Maybe I will start opening up and telling you what I'm thankful for. That's how you build a fucking relationship. This is how you build respect. This is how you keep the enthusiasm, the excitement, and the love, if we're talking about a relationship, growing over time. Again, it's this weird notion that most people have that over time a relationship just becomes work. Why the fuck would you want to do that? Why would anyone get into a relationship if it's eventually just going to become work? Now, obviously, you need to put in care and love into your relationships. You need to put in some form of effort, but effort isn't work. Just put in care. I don't even like the word effort. Put in care. Put in some gratitude into your relationship. Put a bit of love in there. Water your fucking plants, and you will find that your relationships will flourish. All I'm talking about, guys, once a day. In the evening, if you want to, or in the morning when you first wake up, or on your lunch break, it doesn't matter. Just do it at roughly the same time every day so you remember, and have a calendar reminder so you remember. Just 2 things that you're grateful for. This takes literally 15 fucking seconds. literally just sit there and think, man, I'm really grateful that my girlfriend, you know, when she comes over, she cooks dinner for me a lot of the time. That's fucking amazing. And I'm really grateful that she's always really sweet and feminine to me. She just has a really nice, lovely, feminine energy. Man, I'm grateful for that in my life. That's it. How long did that take? 15 fucking seconds. Do that every day. Even better if you tell the person. But even if you just keep it to your fucking self, at least you're exuding gratitude and they can feel that. They can, you'll look at them differently. You will hug them differently. You will treat them differently. You'll be more patient. You will argue less. You will have less expectations of the relationship. You'll just be more full of inner peace and love and joy and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't take much effort. And the effect is you keep the fucking relationship growing. You build it. I said to the guy in the coaching group, the honeymoon period never has to end, ever. Again, I look at Imogen after 4.5 years of us meeting, and I feel giggly and happy like we just met. I literally feel the same fucking feelings that we felt at the start. The infatuation, the excitement, that like giddy, childish, like teenage hormone love. Like, oh my God, I love you so much. I feel that after 4.5 fucking years. She feels the same. We said on a recent YouTube video. So on my YouTube channel, I have extra content. Go watch that. If you're not, you're missing out. But she and I sat down and did a long relationship podcast. And I even pointed out, like, there are times, you know, where she will just look at me and just stare into my eyes and then just start crying with a big happy smile on her face. How is that possible after 4.5 years? Because we're building shit every single day. I do the same thing. I'll look at her and I'll just be like, Jesus fucking Christ, I love this woman. Like, because we've been building shit every single day. The same way that you guys have with your best mates, right? Like, a lot of you will have just a best mate that you would take a fucking bullet for. And you look at this dude and you're like, brother, I fucking love you, man. I love you more than I did when I first met you, obviously, because we've been through hell together, brother. You have been there for me. You have been there during my darkest hours. You have shared so much shit with me. I have shared so much shit with you. I trust you. I know you would take a bullet for me. You look at your mate and you're like, dude, I would do fucking anything for you, man. I would go to the ends of the earth for you. You feel stronger after several years of knowing this dude than you did at the start. Why? Because you were building stuff together. You need to do the same thing in a relationship. Gratitude is the best way of doing that. Watering your plants, telling the other person, hey, I'm grateful for you. And this concept of, like, you know, after the honeymoon period dies, which it never fucking dies if you keep watering it, why would it die? Why would a plant die if you keep watering it? A plant isn't ever going to die. A tree is never going to fucking die if you just keep watering it every day, isn't it? There is no end to the honeymoon period if you keep watering your plants. But this notion of, you know, the honeymoon period dies and then the real work begins, that's not true. Like, there is no real work. A relationship is not work. It takes care. You want to put a bit of love into it. And if you don't, like, you don't have to, it just won't grow. It'll get to a certain point and it will stay and then it will slowly, like, stagnate. And you're allowed to make that choice. You don't have to work on the relationship. But wouldn't it be freeing if you guys would change the word work and just let relationships be whatever they want to be when you water them, instead of seeing them as work? What I mean by that is people put this fucking concept on their relationships, their intimate relationships, and their business and their friendship and all of that, but especially the intimate one. People put this word work on relationships. A relationship has to be work. You have to keep working at it. That is such a fucking meme that so many people sprout. All of those people not deeply happy with their fucking relationships, because if they were, they would just be full of peace and they would say, no, the relationship isn't work. Like, it's a beautiful thing that we share together. It recharges both of our batteries. It adds to our life. It doesn't take away from it. Work implies that you are losing something, that you have to give something. It takes something out of you. Work takes something out of you. But if you can use the word or see it as, this is us caring about the relationship, that's not work, is it? Instead of seeing it as this, like, obligation of work, see it for what it is, a gift that you get to give to. You get to put some care and love and energy and get all of that mirrored back to you and more. That is a far more freeing way to view a relationship, isn't it? So let go of this concept that a relationship has to be work or should be work. The same thing applies to parenting, by the way. I see so many fucking parents or parents-to-be saying, oh, this is going to be work. Looking after my kid is going to be work. Like, what a toxic fucking way of viewing your beautiful fucking child or children. You're going to view them as work? Fuck me, man. Don't have kids if you're going to view that as work. View it as a gift. Now, does it take care? Yes. Does it take patience? Yes. Does it take love? Yes. Will there be times when you're tired and you're just thinking like, fuck me, man. I got to dig deep for some love and care and patience right now. Yes. But that is not work. That is a gift. You get to look after this child. You get to raise this child. And the same in a relationship. You get to care about the other person. You get to look after them. Stop saying you have to. Stop saying it's work. Stop saying I need to. Stop making it a chore. Stop making it a fucking obligation. It is a gift. You are allowed to. You get to. You're able to care for and look after and care, you know, give care to and adore and love and cherish the other person. It's not fucking work. And what I'm talking about here is letting go. You're letting go of the word work. You're taking a deep breath, you know, relaxing your chest and saying, okay, deep out of breath. I don't have to see this as work. A relationship doesn't have to be work. I'm going to see it as a gift. I'm going to see it as something I get to care about, right? I get to care for this person. I don't have to be controlling with the relationship. I don't have to see it as work. I don't have to see it as an obligation. I don't have to see it as like, oh, fuck, I have to water my plants. It's like, no, I get to water my plants. And you're allowed to not do that, by the way. I want to make that fucking clear. Decide that it's a choice. I'm going to choose to water my plants, not I'm obligated to water my plants. I have to do gratitude every day. No, you get to. You're allowed to. It's a fun thing to do. It's something that adds to your life. Please don't see it as work. Take every moment in the relationship as it comes, moment by moment. Don't be so, you know, dependent on the outcome. And by what I mean by that is a lot of people get into a relationship and say, oh, I have to make this work. I have to make this work. I have to make this work. Relax a little bit. Instead say, I'm going to focus on just loving the other person. I'm going to focus on, you know, gratitude every day. I'm going to focus on myself and my own self-improvement because that's the one thing that I can control. It's the one thing that I can improve. I can't necessarily control the other person. I'm going to let go a little bit and just care and love for them. I'm just going to give them care and nurturing and love, and I'm going to water those plants and not be viewing this as like work or I have to do this or I got to, you know, the honeymoon period is over, so I got to fucking put all this effort in. Nurture the relationship, water those plants, nurture yourself, obviously. A big part, I've talked about this in videos on my YouTube channel, a couple of recent videos I've done where I talk about the best thing you can do for a relationship is care about yourself. And I don't mean that in a completely like selfish, ignore the other person kind of way, but I mean it will always be the best use of your time for you to focus on your own happiness, your own emotions, your own needs, your own self-improvement, your own goals, your own ambitions. And then when you're in a place where you're happy, you share that with the other person. So don't be so hella focused on this idea of a relationship is work. It's not. They're not. Relationships are meant to be fun. They're meant to be this like beautiful fucking plant that you get to water together with the other person. Relationships are think of them more as a gift and think of the other person as like a gift in your life. And when you view it as that, you will treat them like a gift. You will send them text messages and say, yo, I'm so fucking grateful for you. The number of messages that Imogen sends me every day telling me she's grateful and the number that I send her back, like it's fucking insane. I mean, look, I literally just pulled my phone up last night. She sent me this really long, like fucking 7-paragraph message about how it starts off. I'm really grateful for you, Andy. I know I say it a lot, but thank you for supporting me. Thank you for helping me through all my challenges, my worries, my fears, and my doubts. Thank you for spoiling me and making me feel very special. Thank you for spending money so that I can get coaches and mental health and improve myself. Thank you for spending money on hobbies. Thank you for making me really pretty. Thank you for keeping your promises and always caring about me. Thank you for making sure everything is always okay. Thank you for your deep love, kindness, and affection. It means so much to me that you got a tattoo that matches mine. I'm excited to go to the moon with you. If you don't know what we're talking about there, we did a YouTube video about our moon tattoos and what that represents. It's basically our commitment to each other. You know, she goes on to say, I hope you have an amazing day, blah, 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 blah. She sent that last night. She sends me one of those texts probably, you know, every day. I send her one every day. This is just like such a fucking common part of our relationship. And it's probably the biggest reason why we are this happy after 4.5 years, because we water our plants, guys. Every day we wake up and we say, how can I water my plants today? And again, framing that in a way of like, I want to water my plants, not, oh, I guess I'm obligated. Andy says I have to water my plants every day. God, okay, I got to send her a gratitude text. No, do it because you want to. Do it because it's reaffirming. Do it because you love the other person. Do it because it feels fucking nice. Do it because you want to build the best relationship of all time. I'm assuming that's what most of you want, right? Those of you who are in a relationship, I'm assuming you want it to be better over time. And those of you who are currently in the getting laid phase and maybe you're thinking about, yeah, one day I want a relationship, which seems to be most of you, 95% of my clients come to me and say, yo, man, I want to get laid a little bit. I want to date. I want to get some experience. I want to figure out like what kind of woman I want. But ultimately, I want marriage and kids. That's like 95% of you. And so if you want a relationship at one point, don't you want the best relationship of all time? Aren't we here to max ourselves out as best we can? You'll never be perfect. You'll never get to 100% maxed out, but you get what I mean. Aren't we here to be the best versions of ourselves that we can ever be? Don't you want the best relationship that you could ever have? Part of that means I get to fucking water my plants every day. And it's a really exciting, beautiful thing that you get to wake up every day and the relationship can be a little bit better than it was yesterday. Trust me when I say, someone who's been happy for 4.5 years, and this relationship has not been perfect. We've talked about that on our YouTube channel. But fuck me, man. Like every single one of those days has been fucking exciting. Because even when we're working through challenges, even when we're having periods where maybe we don't fully like each other as much as we did before, because, you know, you go through periods where the other person frustrates you a bit or you're just unhappy in yourself. Even during those moments, I sit there and I'm like, fuck, man, I'm so glad that I get to work on this or work through this challenge or this opportunity with her. I'm so fucking grateful that after this week, when we come out the other side of this challenge, fuck man, we're going to be so much stronger. And she said the same thing so many times. She said like, man, we're going through a little struggle right now. And maybe we don't fully agree. And we're working through this and figuring out like, you know, how to get through this week or whatever. I'm really excited to get out the other side of this. I'm really excited to be like better. I know that at the end of this discussion, we're going to be better people. I know at the end of us talking about our emotions or whatever we're working through, I can't wait for us to be happier and better and stronger and closer. And if you can wake up every day and say, my relationship is 0.01% better than it was yesterday, that is the fucking cheat code to the world's best relationship. And the quickest, easiest cheat code to doing that is watering your damn plants every day. In other words, just saying a couple of things to the other person that you're grateful for, or even just writing them down to yourself or sharing them with your friends. I tell some of my friends every now and then, I'm like, yo, I'm so grateful to Imogen for this and this and this. And my friends are like, dude, that's fucking sick. Yeah, that makes you feel good as well. You exude that gratitude towards your, you know, your partner, and you keep building that fucking relationship. So guys, what are those plants? A relationship is not work. The honeymoon period never has to end. In fact, you can keep that going forever. I feel infinitely more strongly about Imogen 4.5 years into the relationship than I did, you know, 4.5 years ago. I'll finish up there. I'll leave you with a little testimony or a little quote from one of the guys in my coaching group, a guy that's absolutely just fucking like crushed it recently. He said, I joined the group as a 26-year-old virgin with tons of fears. Yeah, this guy had so many fucking fears. He said, within 1.5 months, I achieved what before I hadn't done in 26 years, like losing his virginity. Being in this group has pushed me to get shit done, while it's also been a great place for judgment-free help, feedback, and insight on my specific issues and challenges. I can confidently say that there was no better way to spend my money. Yeah, I'm super fucking proud of this guy. I might see if he'll come on my podcast at some point. I think he will. I think he'd love to share like his journey and shit like that with you guys. He's still in the coaching program, so he's still got a little bit longer to go. I'll probably get him on the podcast and talk through that. You guys seem to really like those. Those seem to blow up the biggest. Like I get... Those get like 5 times the views of any other sort of content that I do. When I have someone on who's you know, gone through a bunch of shit and achieved a bunch of shit and gotten laid and stuff like that, or made money or whatever, I think you guys like those the best, because when I sit here talking to you, I know there's sort of an element of, oh, but Andy's further ahead from me. Like, he's done all this shit. Yeah, I know that he says I can get laid. But when you actually see someone who's in your position and they get laid, it's like, oh, fuck me, man. Like, people are currently doing this. Someone who looks like me or sounds like me or is in a similar boat to me just went and achieved something cool. Wow, this isn't theoretical. This is like actually fucking happening. So I'll try and get this guy on the podcast probably in the next like couple of months when he finishes his coaching. Yeah. And obviously, if you guys want coaching, you want to join the group and get laid like this guy, or you want to do some relationship stuff, I'm super passionate about that. Obviously, I've started working with a few more people that are on a mission to get a relationship, and I really love talking about it, if you couldn't tell from this podcast. Hit me up for coaching. I will leave a link in the description below for that. I got group coaching. I got more intense one-on-one coaching where we would sit down and literally I counsel you and I push you and, you know, we go balls deep. Link in the description below. As always, guys, go out there and crush your goals and water your damn plants. It's a hell of a lot of fun. It's something you get to do. You don't have to do it. It's a really fucking nice way to spend a relationship and build the best relationship of all time. I'm ridiculously happy, if you can't tell, in my relationship. I'm really, really, really fucking happy with her. And she's really happy. And I want all of you guys to have the same thing. I really do. It's such an affirming thing to have someone by your side who's your partner and who's going through the same shit as you and you're building the same stuff. Like, we built this coaching. We built my podcast together. We built my YouTube together. I didn't even have a website when I met her, guys. I literally didn't even write articles. Think of everything that I have written, everything that I have said, everything I have done in the last 4 years. You know, like the Tinder guide is 130,000 words. I've written like 500 articles. I've done 300 and something YouTube videos. I've done like 450 Spotify podcasts on top of that. Like, I've done so much content. I've gone from earning $0 to, you know, last month we had a $50,000 month. All of that has been with her. And a big part of the reason why I achieved all of that, I say it's more like we achieved all of that. She was my cheerleader the entire fucking time. You guys have no idea how many thousands of times I had doubts or fears or insecurities, and I would talk it out with her, and she'd say like, listen, honey, I believe in you. You can do this. I know you're capable of this. Like, you have no idea how much of everything I've achieved over the last 4 years has been because she was there by my side building this shit with me. And that's something that I want for all of you. Like, I want all of you to have a partner in crime, so to speak. Someone who's there by your side, who's like, fuck yeah, let's go to the moon. There's a reason that she and I both got a tattoo with a moon on it, because we're going to the fucking moon. And I want all of you guys to have that. If that's something you want, if it's not something you want, hey, fucking have whatever you want. But a lot of you tell me that that is something you want. And that's without even talking about all the other cool stuff we do. Obviously, like getting to sleep with girls together, having threesomes, you know, doing photo shoots with them, like nude art photography, having them on the podcast, all of that cool kind of shit that we do. But on top of that, just having someone by your side who's got your back, it feels really fucking nice. It's really, really, really fucking nice. And I want all of you guys to have that. All of you goddamn deserve that. You know, like I said, if you want me to help you with that in coaching, like, please hit me up, please. But even short of that, just go out there and water those plants every day. I want you guys to have this. You guys all deserve this. Go out there and make it happen.